All right. So this is Bob.
Everybody's Miles.
Got a mouthful. Hey, old Miles Gobble Wobbler. So, no big adventures for me this week.
Yeah, you're all done.
I'm all done. I'm all adventured out for the month. Well, actually, it's a new month now, but...
Well, you'll find some more.
I'm sure. My big day was picking up sticks. That's about it.
3-4, pick up sticks. Come on,
yeah. Pick up, like, I don't know, truckload full of sticks. That's all I did over the weekend.
The exciting life of Bob
Lament,
brought to you by...
That's right. Kellogg's. Kellogg's. It's for you.
Eat your oat meal. It's good for you.
So, what's going on with you, Miles?
All right, well, a story, but one quick story in front of the story, but...
Within the story.
You see.
I picked up this woman, you see.
So you had a weird story last week about this weird place called Van Meter.
Yeah, Van Iowa. Meter, yes. Yeah, I love Van Meter.
Because there was like some crazy winged creature.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one seemed to know anything about it.
And didn't know a thing. I don't know. They said Bob Fowler.
And we record a little early, and so it was like about 4 days later. I'm at work, and we get like a lot of robo calls. You know, like, hey, you know, caller, thank you for answering. You know, this thing, that's whatever it is. You know?
Right.
And you're always like, oh, we have caller ID, so it'll ring up like New York, you know, and Atlanta, and all this. Like, you know,
right, yeah. New York, San Antonio, and the Liberty Town. Anyway.
I swear to God, it rings, I look over, you know what it fucking says?
Van Meter.
I'm like, no!
Seriously?
No!
I have never gotten a call from Van Meter, ever.
I am not picking that up.
You didn't pick it up?
You can fire me, I'm not picking it up. I got news for you, I'm not picking that up, man.
They're like, we need to talk to you about a story you talked about.
I would suggest you burn your association with Mr. Bob Lament.
Being an Iowan citizen yourself, you understand our quandary.
We wouldn't want any accidents to be happening.
Seriously, somebody from Van Meter called your office, huh?
There was a call from Van Meter, hand to God. I was like, I'm not picking
that up. That's weird.
It's not going to happen.
How strange.
That's
It's not a big town. I mean, there's not a lot of people that could even call you.
You know, I mean, it's quite a way, you know, it's a distance away from me. It's not like the next town over or anything, you know.
I think there's only 5 digits in their telephone numbers.
Hudson 327,000. And, man, that was just so weird. I was trying to contact you, like, I'm kind of busy, I can't talk.
Oh, well, last week... We recorded while we were there, and so then on our usual night, I'm like, nah, we're not going to record, so, you know, I blew you off, and then you wrote me, and I'm like, sorry, bud, I'm busy.
I'm busy trying to do stuff, yeah.
So I'm doing things.
I'm rolling logs down a hill, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my neighbor, Bert.
Yeah. Bert!
And, Okay, so that was the short story. That was the short story.
Yeah, you should have picked it up and go, hello.
I'm afraid it'd all be, you know, like the aliens from, like, you know, the movie Signs or something.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Miles Tidal, come to Van Meter.
Don't touch me, please. Don't touch me.
The Casey's and Van Meter need you.
No. Come to the library.
We've got two girls in yoga pants looking at pizza waiting for you.
I'll be right there.
I can't decide, ice cream or pizza.
I'm going to end up like Scatman Crothers in The Shining. That's
what's going to happen to me. Come on and play a game and kick the can.
Oh, my God. So, the longer story.
You got the shine.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing is, folks, that if you've ever seen The Shining, you know, Scatman goes to his pad in Florida, you know, in the wintertime, and that place looks just like Miles Tidal's bedroom.
Yeah,
it's got all these pictures of naked women on the wall.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen The Shining and paid attention to the background, but Scatman has got a pad and a half, you know what I mean?
You stay away from 237.
Yeah. And that's the way Miles Tidal rolls, just saying.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All natural.
All natural.
Yeah. His ties have even got naked women on them.
So, we had gone out to eat.
Oh, me, again?
No, I mean, me and my wife and I... And
oh, we went out to eat. I thought you meant you went out to... I was thinking, who paid for that?
And, well, I did, of course. Dude. Oh. Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, the Pizza Ranch, yeah. We went to Pizza Ranch, that's correct.
And, There was a kid busting our table.
Yeah.
I mean, we got our own food, but the kid was busting our table.
Are you gonna allude to your lack of funds, perhaps, or?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna ask you to chip in.
Now, I'd already gotten the more expensive meal the night before.
And you did actually.
The anything you want, you know, B Dubs extravaganza.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much got screwed. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, appetizer, sure.
Well, yeah, I'll have a
lap dance. Go right ahead.
And
free T-shirt. Yeah, I'll give a T-shirt. Why not?
And we were having a good time eating and such, and we got going, and we're down the road, and my wife's like, "How much did you tip the kid?"
Yeah,
As
you were holding your cheeks together, it was not. No, that was the other night.
Yeah, that was a different night where I almost pooped my pants.
I'm sure this happens on a nightly basis with you, but
I'm not usually like that. I'm usually pretty good, you know.
Oh, but, yeah, no, come on, let's be honest, okay?
No, I'm better than I used to be. It's like a
60-40 chance that you won't leave anything, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were in the 60 side, not the 40 side. Well, yeah.
My wife has to let everyone know that I have not tipped this kid that was busting our table.
Yeah. You didn't leave like a couple bucks for the poor guy.
Nothing.
You folks are welcome to stay as long as you like. I just got to clear out these tables.
Right? Yeah, I know. Right.
I mean, he only had dishes, I mean, because it's a buffet, he only had dishes like stacked higher than his head.
Otis, are you done eating?
Not yet.
Oh yeah, wait for the zombies.
I don't stop until it comes out the other end.
Oh shit, I got gravy coming out my nose. So a few days later I did return.
Oh please, don't even lie. No, come on.
I did. I had a $10 bill with me.
Oh please.
Hand to God, true story.
Yeah, okay, I don't believe this.
And there was really not many people there, and there was like one or two people around the cash register that worked there, right?
So now they basically took that kid's $10.
So now, well, okay, I'm getting to that. Okay, so it's all women there, you know, working there.
Sure, so you got to chat them up.
And I'm like, I explained the whole thing. I go, I'm very sorry.
You're like, Lady Schick? Lady Schick? Lady Schick?
Yeah. Summer Zine. Summer
Who's, who's pruning the bush here?
Yeah, because I'd like to. And so I explain the situation. As I'm explaining this, like, I'm getting, like, a bigger crowd of people that work there. You know, it's just like...
No, okay. They're all like, what? What?
Yeah, it just starts, you know, expanding. Like, it's gone from 2 to 6, and now there's, like, 10 people there. I'm like, okay, I don't want to really... Okay, I'm getting weird now. Like, it's like sharks smelling blood in the water. Like,
whoa. You see, I was here a couple nights ago, you see, and I tainted the tea.
I was kind of down blousing you girls the other night, and I just want to apologize. And so they're like, well, what did the kid look like?
Okay.
I'm like, I don't remember. I don't know. And, well, when was it? I go, it was Friday night. It was 6 o'clock. It met exactly at 6. We ate here between 6 and 7 Friday night in that back room right there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, do you know what he looked like? No.
He was a short guy.
Oh, well, that could have been Daryl.
Okay, well, Daryl.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he didn't have less. Well, it could have been Max. Oh, my God. So now there's this big debate of these 20 people of who it is. Yeah. I'm like, listen, I don't want to make this a big deal. I just want, you know, it's just the kid that was doing it. Well, there was 2 kids back there. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
No, yeah, it was just the one kid, the one guy, yeah.
No. There was, according to half the people there, there was another kid back there. I'm like, all right.
He wasn't working, so.
I go, listen, here's 10 bucks. You put 5 for each kid, because I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. You ever try to do something good, you know, make right on something, and all of a sudden it turns into some shit fest, you know, yeah, that you weren't expecting? Yeah, this was it. I'm like, why?
Okay, let's go. Hey, let's go look at his social media. Can you pick him out of these pictures when we're whizzing in the pots of soup and
I don't know.
Pizza Ranch. I think he's the one that banged Chelsea on the prep table last week.
Oh, they've been fired. Just give us the money.
Yeah, I'm just like, give us the money. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like sharp. Like,
that's weird.
God bless them. I was like, I want to get out of here. I just want to leave.
You're like, I'm ripping this $10 bill in half.
I just wish it would have been a phony $10 bill. So yeah. I want
to leave. Well, why would you leave $10? That was too much.
Well, no, I felt that. I did not mean to stiff the kid. I go, I'm going to make it right. I look like a hero.
No, you look like an idiot. You don't even remember what the kid it was.
No, I'm an asshole. I know. There's like no guys working there at all. There's all women there. 100% women. Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
But no one can identify who this kid is. Well, we're not sure.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
I know. I'm like, you know, I tried.
You're never going to Pizza Ranch again, are you? You're never going back.
Well, you can tell you next time you're tipping, because I'm not tipping
nobody at Pizza Ranch. Nobody.
I'm never tipping anybody. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody gets a tip.
Yeah.
Well, I had a weird, are you done, or has you got more?
No, I just want to say, I've been to my third local restaurant here that asked for a tip before I even taste the fucking food. I'm like,
oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me. You were all upset by this.
I'm ranting because it's like the third time now.
What are the places that ask for the tip in advance?
Dave's Hand Jobs to Go.
You sure they just weren't asking for payment?
One was a local place.
Yeah.
Okay. One is Domino's, and one is, I'm not sure if it's a chain or not.
Domino's? Yeah, mention it. I can tell you if it's a chain or not.
I'll tell you off the air. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Domino's asked for a tip in advance? I've never heard of that.
Well, no, they don't ask for it. They hint at it. They go, okay, here's the signature pad. You sign right underneath the tip button.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. They'd love to try to pull that shit, yeah.
There's tip suggestions, but there's been like three places now I've gone to.
If I'm picking up a pizza, I'm not tipping jack shit.
No, I haven't even tasted the food. What if like, oh, I, you know, what if like, this isn't what I fucking ordered. You know, I just tipped you $5.
Or, you know, I don't go to the grocery store and tip them because I'm buying my own damn groceries.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we're here, you know, standing up, bringing up your stuff, though. We should get a tip.
No tips. No tips for just carry out. No tips.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but, like, everything around here is, like, $10 or more. I mean, it's just like, jeez.
If you're going to deliver, then, yes, you get a tip. But just carry out, no. Yeah. Suck it up,
no,
you know?
No, I call you up, I go get it.
Right. I'm doing everything. You're just standing there.
Your delivery guy's job.
Yeah.
I should be getting
it. Exactly. You should be tipping me.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, continue on, Bob. Go with your story.
Oh, I was going to tell you about another weird, bad customer service thing. So I was at Sam's the other day.
Yeah.
This is more of the strange. It might be funny. I don't know. And normally, nowadays, I use my phone because they have this app where you can just scan your own stuff, right? And then you just pay on the app and you leave.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I get back. I don't check it ahead of time, and I get back in there, and it's like, oh, I have to download the update.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I don't want to be waiting here because it's slow. The update is not updating quick enough for me. So I just put my phone, I hit the update button, but I put my phone in my pocket, and I just go around and get my stuff, and then I check it when I get ready to leave because I didn't have to get that much stuff. And it wasn't updated yet, so I had to go to the checkout. Well, I don't like to deal with anybody, as you know.
Right.
And so I went to this, they have these new self-checkouts.
Yeah.
So I go to the self-checkout, and I, like, get the hand, you know, the beeper gun thing, and I shoot everything, and I'm going to pay for it, and I pay for it, and the girl comes by, you need anything? You need help? You know? No. Mm-hmm. You know? Uh-huh. And I pay, and then no receipt.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Sam's, you got to have a receipt to get out the effing door.
Right.
They check everybody's receipt.
So
I wave her over. I'm like, didn't get a receipt. She's like, what? I said, I didn't. It didn't spit out a receipt. She's like, oh, must be out of paper. So she gets her keys out and she fumbles around with these locks. They put two locks on it for some reason rather than just one. And so she finally gets the thing open and there's paper in there. She's like, oh, there's paper. And so she goes, doot, 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 touches the screen, says reprint receipt, nothing happens.
Yeah.
She's like, huh. So she fiddles with the paper and goes, doot, 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 reprint, nothing happens. I'm like, it's not printing receipts. She's like, huh. So she locks it back up.
Yeah.
And goes gets her next person up.
Yeah.
So this woman comes over. What's wrong? It didn't give me a receipt.
What?
Yeah. She's like, what do you mean? I go, it didn't give me a receipt.
Inconceivable.
So she unhooks it. She opens it up. Do, 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 do. Doesn't print a receipt. She fiddles with the paper. Do, 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 do. Doesn't print a receipt. She does it another time. Doot, doot, doot. Doesn't print a receipt. At this point, we've had 5 attempts to reprint this receipt. I'm like, it's not working.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on. She locks it back up.
Right.
She goes over and she gets the manager.
Oh, God.
Manager comes over. What's wrong?
Re-explain it again.
At this point, I'm almost laughing. I'm like, it's not printing the receipt. He goes, what? He unlocks it.
We can do without your attitude, sir.
Exactly. Fiddles with the paper. Do, 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 do. Doesn't print a receipt. He goes, I don't know what's wrong. We just got these. Doot, 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 doot. That's in front of his seat. We are at 7 attempts with the exact same methodology. No receipt. And at this point he goes, huh. And I'm like, I want to leave.
Well, I can't leave.
He's like, hold on a minute. I'm going to go upstairs and get you a receipt. So he locks it up. And I go, okay, I'll wait over here by the pretzels.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want a free one. My name's Miles Tidal. And so he's gone. It's like, I don't know if he went, took a crap or what the deal is. He's gone, he's gone. This lady comes up. I go, don't use that register, ma'am. It's not giving receipts. And so she goes to the next one. Then I guess when my back was turned, some other lady goes up there and, of course, doesn't get a receipt.
Oh, no.
So the girl who had waited on me, helped me originally, left. She's gone.
Uh-oh.
There's some other guy. And so the process starts over as I'm standing there.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? And I decided not to get involved because, you know.
What an asshole.
Because, no, I mean, for fuck's sake, I've been standing there now for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy finally comes down. He goes, I can't even print a receipt upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And here's what he tells me.
What?
Oh, just walk out and tell her Mike said it was okay. I just wanted to strangle that motherfucker.
You should have grabbed a flat screen and walked out.
I would have been like, Mike, you son of a bitch.
Mike says it's okay.
Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
So Mike says it's okay. I'm standing because it was busy.
Yeah.
It was after work, and
yeah.
So I'm standing in the line, and I get up there, and the lady's like looking for my receipt, and I said, "Mike says it's okay," and she goes, "Mike."
Who's Mike?
Yeah, Mike. I go. I go. I go. Mike, the manager, and she goes,
"Who?
Which Mike?" I go. He didn't tell me his last name. His name's Mike. He's a manager.
Oh, no.
And she goes, Black Mike or White Mike?
Oh.
I go, I guess it was White Mike.
Oh, I feel uncomfortable listening to this already. Yeah, very uncomfortable.
And she's like, oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, if it was White Mike, then it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, son of a bitch.
I'm not even part of this story. I just wanted people to know I had nothing to do with this story.
Son of a bitch. I walk out of there. I'm like, oh, my, I'm never going to use a register again.
Okay, so if you would have said Black Mike, then would it have
I don't been know. Still? I mean, maybe it was a trick question. I don't know.
Did he have a lisp and an eye patch?
I'm like, he was wearing glasses. He's standing over there. He had a thing that said Mike.
Was it glasses, Mike, or contacts, Mike?
I don't know, lady. I was just like, oh, my Lord. I'm like, this was the whole evening. I swear to God, this was the whole evening for that register.
Was it Pakistani, Mike, or Iranian, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh,
was
God.
It Irish, Mike?
Was it Big Mike or Irish, Mike?
I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, God. I feel uncomfortable even listening to this.
I know. Is that weird or what?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave the Tampax here. I'm just leaving.
I should have grabbed like a grill or something. They had some on the way out. I should have said, yeah, Mike said it's okay.
Like, base 52-inch or flat screen. We'll see you later.
I was just ready to go. I mean, normally I run in and out of that place in like record time, you know. I go boop 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 with my phone. Boop 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 boop. I'm out of there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Then that day it's like, holy fucking hell, how many times are we gonna push the same fucking buttons for no receipt?
Be funny if that woman behind you like showed up like, Mike said it was okay.
Yeah, everybody else in the line. Everybody, Mike said it's okay. Mike said. Black Mike or White Mike? White Mike. I was like, that is weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little put off by the whole experience, so.
Yeah.
To say the least, I was like, son of a bitch. You know, because you don't get that receipt, man. It's like you can't get out the door. Oh, I'm sorry. You ain't got a receipt. Terrible. Fuckers.